obviously they're really good. You know, I've had a chance to watch his teams play over the years, and then spent a lot of time in the off season as we were knowing who we were going to play, watching them play. I just told him I think they're, you know, really good. They're probably at a really high level right now. You know, obviously the emphasis for us going into the game was to rebound the ball and take care of the ball. I didn't know if we would out-rebound them. I was concerned about that. I thought if we were competitive on the backboard, that it would give us a chance. You know, the numbers ended up being 44-40, 16 offensive, 19 offensive, 24 defensive, 25 defensive. So we at least, we battled there. There were times I thought we could have blocked out better. They had some second chance points that I thought really were X factors that we should have done a better job with, especially in the first half. But all in all, if you'd have told me before the game it was going to be 44-40, I probably would have taken it. I think the thing, obviously, that was the difference in the game was the points off turnovers, 34-1. You know, they forced everyone they played into 20-plus turnovers. We were determined to try to not get to that 20 number, and we just, you know, didn't happen. And a lot of that credit certainly goes to them, their aggressiveness and the way that they attack and press you for 40 minutes on misses, makes, and dead balls. We've got to be better, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, we got to move on. We've got a great opponent tomorrow at 12:30 in Florida State. And you know, fortunately for us, we've got some older guys that know that we can't swallow this one. We've got to move on to the next one. We tip at 12:30 tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround, and we've got to be ready to play. Questions?
I guess through the first 4 minutes, you hadn't committed a single turnover, and
yeah,
the game was close. Did you see something change?
And maybe they make adjustments. You know, we knew that was coming. We anticipated that. We tried to make some adjustments too, and try to keep them off balance with different press offense alignments. But you know, I liked when it was 33-24, Scott, with 4 minutes to go until halftime. I felt like we had missed some shots. We had 5 turnovers and had given up 5 offensive rebounds with 4 minutes to go to halftime. And I thought, man, we're, you know, God, we just made a shot or two, we'd be right there. And then the last 4 minutes of the first half, we turned it 6 times and gave up 6 offensive rebounds, and the lead went from 9 at 33-24 to 19 in 3 minutes and 50 seconds, doubled. I thought that was the most critical war, what we call 4-minute wars or 4-minute segment of the game, and that pushed it to 19. I thought then the really important 4-minute time slot after that, or war, was going to be the opening of the second half. And I was hoping that some of the adjustments we made, that we'd take care of the ball a little bit better. And I thought, you know, we had some guys run from it, not meet passes, and not make second cuts, and get into guys' bodies like we needed to. We knew that. And they make you pay if you're not tough. You're not willing to seek contact and really be determined to get open. And I thought that push they made there to start the second half, at that point, that we were chasing our tail.
Was West Virginia maybe at all funneling your guards like into the corners? Because that seems to be where.
Oh, sure. You know, especially on dead balls. I mean, they want you to catch it there. They push you there. You know, it's easier said than done to not catch it there. You know, they're trying to get you to catch it there. Now, obviously, when it's a main field goal, it's a little bit easier. You can run the baseline. You're able to enter to the other side of the floor some. But they do a great job. They're really good at it.
Are there things you could have done differently, maybe in those situations, to get it out of the corner or where?
No, I don't know. You know, we'll take a look at it. Everybody from I've been watching them since August, last season's film, this season's film. And when it's a dead ball in some of those situations, that's the pass you have to make, and then that guy's got to be strong with it. Obviously, you don't want to catch it deep, you know, in that corner, but you're going to catch it ball side a lot, and they're good at it. You got to be strong with it, square up the pressure. I thought we were early. You mentioned that the first 4 minutes. I thought we got great looks, really attacked it well. Unfortunately for us, the first 4 or 5 minutes, our rebounding and taking care of the ball was terrific, but our half-court defense was porous. You know, we gave up, I want to say, 12 to 15 points in the first 4 or 5 minutes, and none of it had to do with turnovers or rebounding. And we just, get, you know, I thought they took us off the dribble, and we didn't guard the ball nearly as well as we needed to guard the ball.
One or two more?
This stretch of games here has stepped up. Winthrop, much better opponent than the first 4.
Sure.
And after this, number 25, Florida State, then NC State, then VCU. So you had talked before about this being a critical stretch. Started at 0-2. Is that, you know, what's
well,
that?
I mean, I think it's an important stretch because it gives you a chance to learn and challenges you. You know, obviously we want to win all of them, you know, but You know, I like the fact that it's challenging us and it's giving us different styles. I thought Winthrop was terrific offensively. I knew that going into the game. I thought the guard Keon Johnson was terrific. I think he's, you know, up there with as good as we'll see all season. He's that good. Their four-man was the same way. So I thought that was going to be a great challenge for our defense. And really through the first 37 minutes of that game, that's the best we've played so far. And we just, the last 3 minutes, you know, we had some fluke things happen in addition to some of the things that we could control, that we needed to control. And, you know, we didn't. But I thought that we did some good things. You know, today there were stretches where we did here and there, certain players, but not enough possessions today where, you know, we were able to execute, especially the taking care of the ball part that we needed to execute. So, you know, thus the outcome of the game. But no, these games give us a chance to learn, a chance to grow. I thought the good thing, I know there's some light in this deal. Like I saw Mike Thorne move better than he's ever moved today. I thought he moved great. I thought that was terrific. I thought Lucas played really well when he got in the game. I probably left him out there too long. But it was a great chance for him in that setting to really you know, I thought he was really tough. I thought he made the right play a lot. I thought he handled the ball well. You know, we did some Finke, I thought, did some good things. Black was good today. We just got to get him to, you know, make sure we can keep him out there. He's got to, you know, play harder without fouling. So, we, you know, there's some bright spots, but we've got to draw from those as much as we can and then move quickly to Florida State.
Final question.
Well, you mentioned Tijon playing well for stretches there. You didn't go to him until the second half. And was that, I don't know, a plan, or did you just not see a chance for him in the first?
Well, obviously those other two guys have played well. They've been our best. That unit's been our best unit, offensively, defensively, by the numbers, and done some good things. And but we just felt like there, you know, maybe we could have went to him earlier, Scott, where at that point the problem clearly was turnovers, and the more ball handling we could put on the floor, the better. And you saw there for the first time we played actually all three point guards together, you know, against that type of pressure. And maybe we could have went to it a little bit earlier. You know, I love the fact that he responded the way that he did. I thought he really showed some great toughness while he was in there, getting open, wanting the ball, making the right pass and the right play. And you know, as I said to the team and to him, I noticed.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep.
Scott.